And now the game where people who've done everything do one more thing. It's called Not My Job. Some people become famous and beloved culinary TV stars by making delicious food. Some of them do it by traveling the world and showing you where to get the finest cuisine. But one guy did it by traveling to Kazakhstan to eat horse rib and rectum sausage. Andrew Zimmern is a chef, author, teacher, and of course the host of Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmern on the Travel Network. Andrew, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, sir.
It's great to have you. You live here in Minnesota, right here in Minneapolis.
I absolutely do. 26 years now, which I'm almost purebred Minnesota.
And do you live in Minnesota because traveling the world eating these exotic things, you just want to come home to like basically bland pasta covered in cheese?
I can't.
I'm sorry.
They can hear you, Peter.
There's also, they're angry. They're angry because I left out the cream of mushroom soup. I'm sorry. But here's the thing. As is very evident, you are an extremely informed guy from the food world. You're a chef yourself, an award-winning one.
Mm-hmm.
So how did a guy with your pedigree as a fine cuisine end up eating bugs for a living on TV?
Desperation and money.
Yeah, that'll...
It's not that shallow. I really... I saw a world 14, 15 years ago that was increasingly being predicated on defining itself by the ways in which we're divided.
Right.
And I didn't know what to do about it. And I wanted to tell stories about our commonality and the things that we loved. And I thought, let me tell a story about culture through food, and I will show people in this country that people wearing grass skirts and speaking in clicks and whistles are actually just like us.
You've eaten so many things. Was there anything you just couldn't get down?
Yes. Do I need to?
Yeah, well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of curious.
Dinner a couple weeks ago in New York at Faith's house, it was...
It's true. I can't cook.
I crushed a lot of the salad and just left the pork tenderloin.
Yeah, I understand.
And she makes a terrible brontosaurus burger.
It does occur to me, you would be like the world's worst dinner guest, not because of your character or personality, but what if you don't like it? Like, well, this is a guy who ate horse anus sausage, but he didn't like my lasagna, I'm going to die.
It's fascinating that I'm disinvited to dinner as many times as I'm invited to dinner, because often I'll have a guy friend who doesn't really realize what I do for a living. We just, a buddy from the gym or a buddy from one part of work that I do or from the magazine or this or that. And he's like, oh, you got to come over to the house. Just invites me over, like invite someone over. And then I get the call like a week later, the night before. And he says, I forgot to tell my wife. And then I told her, oh, yeah, tomorrow night I invited Andrew to come over for dinner. She says, I am not cooking for a food professional who's not only eaten fermented whale anus, but, has done this and done that. And in comparing notes with other people who are at the big kids' table in the food world, it's pretty universal.
Yeah, I understand.
We get disinvited a lot. But that's why I like to cook and entertain for people anyway.
Sure, I understand. I know that the most typical question you get must be, what's the worst thing you've ever eaten? So what do you say when asked that?
I usually make a joke about someone else in the room and dinner at their table.
Yeah.
But it is probably all the fermented and rotted foods of the world. They're very tough to get down. There are many cultures where their way of preservation was to simply let something decompose 2, 3, 4 weeks. If you tasted it, you die.
Iceland,
6, 7, 8, 9 weeks.
Yes.
The bad bacteria is eaten by the good bacteria. All the rotten stink is left there, there's no dangerous bacterium, and it's not going to spoil anymore. And this is the way that ancient peoples have eaten. And some of those dishes in almost every culture around the world has remained. In the first peoples of Alaska, it's stink heads of salmon. In Greenland and Iceland, it's the Greenlandic ice shark that is allowed to ferment called hakarl. In Ethiopia, it's enset, a bread that's left to rot for 3 months in the ground before they bake it. It comes out looking like blue cheese. And it's just, it's horrific, but it's a superfood. Better for you than chocolate.
Yeah, well, what is it? Well, Andrew Zimmern, we've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
The best thing since sliced bread is more sliced bread.
So, as we have been discussing, you are famous for eating unusual and extreme foods. Mm-hmm. So we thought, of course, we'd ask you about white bread. Answer 2 out of 3 questions about white bread, and you will win our prize for one of our listeners. Bill, who is Andrew Zimmern playing for?
Amy Denholm of Cedar Falls, Iowa.
Here we go. You ready?
I'm
Here's your first question. Americans went from baking their own bread to buying it from stores really quickly around the turn of the 20th century. What was one of the reasons they all started buying factory-made bread? Was it A, the country was swept by a craze for perfectly square foods? B, a highly publicized murder case known as the Wichita bread poisonings? Or C, everybody decided that kneading bread with your own hands was really gross?
God, I'm going to have to go with B.
The Wichita bread poisoning?
Sure.
No, it was actually the last one. There was a huge sanitation craze for sanitary everything in the turn of the century, and everybody thought, oh my God, putting my hands on bread, that's awful. Let's let the machines do it.
Fascinating.
I know.
I've now learned something and disappointed Amy.
I know. Well, you haven't lost yet. All right, we all know the saying, as Bill reminded us, the greatest thing since sliced bread. But when sliced bread was actually introduced, it had to be advertised how? A, the time-saving solution that cures mortality. B, the greatest thing since bagged bread. Or C, a collection of 25 stackable breadlets.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Those are all so ridiculous. I'm going to go B.
Yeah, you're right. That's it, right?
Simplest fun,
because the big innovation before sliced bread was bread that came in its own little bag. That was big news.
Yes.
You people are so spoiled.
Is it Foucault's pendulum or Heidegger's something? There's something that says that the easiest, most obvious answer
is Occam's razor.
Occam's razor. I knew it was.
Yeah. Somebody say something about Schrodinger's cat.
That was actually, instead of saying something about Schrodinger's cat, you just referenced Schrodinger's cat. Last question. I guess we'll never know if that joke worked or not.
Wow.
Your last question. If you get this one right, Andrew, you win. White bread has been used for many things over the years other than food, such as which of these? A, an efficient and durable dish sponge. B, emergency bandages. Or C, erasers.
I used it to make booze in jail once.
Erasers on a chalkboard or erasers if you're writing with pencil?
Mm-hmm. If I were to answer, well, an eraser.
It's a good question, Faith. That leans me more towards B. It's definitely not A. Ooh. Emergency bandage. Eraser. Let's... Well, listen, why are you making those noises? You're going to make it worse.
Mo, you're allowed to help.
No,
don't they say to put, like, if you get a black eye, you put meat on it, right?
Yes.
So maybe you need, a carb to go with your protein.
Yeah. It's like an open-faced sandwich.
Yes. Do you want to know something? If you're erasing something, you use your finger. If you hurt yourself, you slap a piece of bread. I'll go with B.
You're going to go with B, the bandage?
I'm afraid to be responsible.
Have you ever taken a piece of Wonder Bread and you take the crust off and you... ball it up in a little ball.
Oh, I love it.
If you had a tiny little ball of bread like that that was hard and absorbent, you could probably use it for
an eraser or a band?
I'll change my answer and cross my fingers for Amy and go to eraser.
It is an eraser.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome. I knew that. I grew up in the Midwest, by God.
Proving you should just listen to people that are around you.
Exactly.
It also works as bait. You can catch bluegills.
Oh, yeah. No, we went nuts. Bread. That's a no-brainer.
It's true. Apparently, Japanese art students in the 19th century were given bread to use as erasers, and because they were starving artists, they sometimes ate it.
Oh!
Bill, how did Andrew Zimmern do in our quiz?
He's a winner. 2 out of 3.
Congratulations, Andrew. Another success. Andrew Zimmern is a 4-time James Beard Award winner. His show Bizarre Foods and Bizarre Foods America air in the Travel Channel. Andrew Zimmern, thank you so much for joining us. Andrew Zimmern!
Have a banana, Anna.